Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Of Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines. Zambia on a path to economic recovery as Kwacha appreciates. Tonse Alliance calls on Zambians to apply fair judgment over the demands of former President Edgar Lungu's family. In international headlines, China ready to drop all tariffs on African imports. And in sports, Copa Queen's ranking does not reflect team performance. Now the news in detail. The Tonse Alliance has alleged that President Hage Ndehijilama denied the former sixth president, Edgar Chagwa Lungu, access to medical treatment in South Africa on several occasions, leading to his untimely death. Speaking in response to President Hage Ndehijilama's national address, Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says the acrimony surrounding Dr. Lungu's funeral arrangements is because his family believes President Hage Ndehijilama contributed to his death by denying him access to medical treatment. He has appealed to Zambians to apply their fair judgment over the demands of former President Edgar Lungu's family regarding his funeral processions, adding that he left as a fugitive to access medical treatment by escaping, hence they see no reason why his body should be received by the state that denied him access to medical treatment in the first place.
This is a reasonable demand for a simple reason that the president had to sneak out of the country. He had to sneak out of the country. So why should he come back to the country with the state escorts? Let the family which took him out of the country bring him back to the country and then the state can take over at the airport. The family are saying that the current president, Mr. Hage Ndehijilama, should not attend the funeral of the late 60th Republican president. And they are saying that that is his wish. And part of the background is that the current president contributed significantly to the death of the 60th Republican president by denying him from going to seek medical attention in South Africa. So the reasoning of the family is that someone who contributed to the death of their beloved father, husband, uncle should not participate or should not be present at the funeral.
Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA manager, corporate communications manager Oliver Nzala has confirmed that the Economic and Financial Crimes Court in Lusaka convicted Peter Siambule, a Comesa market trader, for false declaration of goods contrary to the Customs and Excise Act. In a statement, Mr. Nzala says the case revealed that the accused jointly and whilst acting with others and none unlawfully had in possession 2,222 cases and 44 bottles of assorted alcoholic beverages without custom documents. Mr. Nzala says Simbula was at the time of passing judgment already facing three charges which include no importation without entry, smuggling and false representation. Now, renowned economist Luvinda Habazoka says the recent appreciation of the kwacha to 24 kwacha per US dollar is a clear indication that the country is on a potential path to recovery and sustained economic growth. Dr. Habazoka says the positive trend is being driven by a blend of both domestic and international factors, such as agriculture as a key contributor. He unveiled that this year's good harvest has had an indirect but significant impact on the currency. Dr. Habazoka has added that with the improved yields in key crops such as maize and soybeans, there has been less need to import food, easing pressure on the kwacha and conserving foreign exchange. He also pointed to corporate tax payments and forex inflows as additional contributors. The Department of Immigration, through its Lusaka Regional Office, has apprehended 41 male suspects during a routine operation conducted this month in several parts of the capital city. In a statement, Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the operation took place in Komesa Market, Kanyama, Chawama, Kamala South and Kawata. Mr. Nshinka says those apprehended include 30 Burundians, 6 Tanzanians, 4 Congolese and 1 Zambian who has been apprehended for obstructing immigration officers in the execution of their duties. He says all suspects are currently detained, pending screening and possible prosecution. The Lusaka operation brings the number of apprehensions recorded on the 11th of June 2025 across the country to 64 individuals.
Meanwhile, the Chipata Regional Immigration Office secured the convictions of 3 Malawan nationals, Joseph Mwale, 27, Paolo Wiriat, 34, and Tokozani Piri, 24, for unlawful entry contrary to Section 11(2) of Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010 of the Laws of Zambia. Paolo Wiriat was apprehended on 1st June 2025 along the Mwami Road after failing to produce valid travel documentation. Investigations revealed that he had entered Zambia illegally on 4th May 2025. He was sentenced to 12 months simple imprisonment without the option of a fine.
The Patriotic Front PF Media Director has expressed its concern and disappointment over the brief and underwhelming national address delivered by President Hakainde Ndehijilama last evening. In a statement, PF Media Director Edwin Lifwekelo says the nation expected more than just a two-minute speech, particularly one that offered no apology for the unexplained delay, no clarity on the next steps for national mourning, and no empathy towards the grieving family and the millions of citizens still trying to come to terms with the loss of the sixth Republican president. Mr. Lifwekelo says the address, coming only after all major stakeholders, including the bereaved family and political players, had spoken, raises serious questions about leadership urgency and responsiveness, and that in moments of national tragedy, leadership must not only be seen, but must be felt as well.
The people expected you to provide leadership in your address last evening. What they received was a recorded message lacking conviction, context and compassion. Even the conclusion of your speech, Mr. President, seemed disjointed and rushed as though duty, not heart, was speaking. In light of the above, the Patriotic Front wants to urge you, Mr. President, to consider the following. Number one, publicly apologize to the nation for the delayed address and for the lack of clarity therein. Number two, extend the period of national mourning and declare a day of burial, public holiday in honor of late President, President Edgar Chagwalungu, in line with our traditions and respect.
Meanwhile, the Golden Party Zambia GPZ President Jackson Silavo says President Hakainde Hichilema's speech has struck a good tone on unity, although late during the period of national mourning. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Silavo says post-funeral and burial, President Hichilema's words will be tested against his continued political actions towards his political opponents. He says lessons must be learnt during the crisis and a new chapter must be opened in the political history of the nation.
There is no doubt that our country right now needs national unity. We are too divided and we are too polarized. Of course, it has come belatedly during this period of national mourning. He should have spoken earlier. Nonetheless, it struck a good note on unity. Post the funeral and burial of the 6th Republican president.